Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Former North Coast Congressman Frank Riggs is getting back into politics, this time in Arizona. Riggs announced last week that he has filed paperwork for an exploratory committee in the race for the governor's seat in Arizona. Riggs joins a crowded field with a total of 8 candidates vying for the Republican nomination. The winner of the Republican nomination will likely face Democratic candidate Fred Duvall in the November election. Riggs served as the 1st District's congressional representative from 1991 through 1993, and again from 1995 through 1999. The Superior Court of Humboldt County is getting rid of its paper calendars, which cover the walls on the second floor of the courthouse. The county will now use electronic calendar walls, which will automatically update every 30 minutes, and they will be on display outside of every courtroom on the second floor. There will also be 2 master calendars, one on the ground floor at the entrance to the county clerk's office, and another on the second floor. Humboldt County Superior Court got help from Orange County, Sacramento County, and Monterey County to install the new calendar system. Those 3 Superior Court districts donated software, hardware, and computers so that the local system could be set up. Fortuna police responded to a report of an assault and a robbery that had just occurred on North Fortuna Boulevard over the weekend. Officers learned from the victim that 35-year-old Christopher Crowlett struck a woman in the head, knocking her to the ground, and then stealing her laptop computer before fleeing the area. An officer later spotted Crowlett walking on Fortuna Boulevard, and after refusing to comply with the officer's demands, he was taken into custody at gunpoint. Crowlett was found in possession of the stolen computer and arrested and booked into jail. Mendocino County deputies arrested 28-year-old Bradley Danahy over the weekend after finding him inside a home he had just burglarized and vandalized in Fort Bragg. Deputies, along with fish and game wardens, responded to the scene after a neighbor went to check on a residence for the owners who were not at home. The neighbor found that someone had broken into the residence, broken numerous items, thrown other items into the front yard, and fired shotgun shells into the walls and a television. That person also reported the suspect may still be on scene. When deputies arrived, they searched the residence and found Danahy in a back bedroom. Danahy was sawing off the barrel of the shotgun after already having sawed off the handle. He was confronted by a deputy while doing so. Danahy dropped a weapon and was taken into custody on a list of charges, including burglary, vandalism, and outstanding warrants out of Idaho. The Northern California Community Blood Bank has recognized McKinleyville barbershop owner and resident Leroy Morrell for his donations over the past 25 years. Morrell, who is an apheresis donor, one who donates platelets in addition to whole blood, has donated 80 gallons of blood and blood components over the past 25 years after beginning his donations while in the military. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Over the past few years, when people talk about the safety corridor, the stretch of Highway 101 between Arcata and Eureka, they are normally talking about the proposed Caltrans plan to close down the intersections along the path. When CHP Area Commander Adam Yeager talks about the safety corridor, he talks about excess speed, dangerous intersections, discourteous drivers, and plans to increase patrols.
You're going to be seeing a lot more enforcement out there here in the coming year. We have some office traffic safety grants out of our Northern Division office for DUI enforcement and speed enforcement. So you're going to see a lot, and it's going to be focused on those intersections and people doing the right thing. And we'll be working on speed too, and the DUIs at nighttime.
The safety corridor has diverted traffic onto the Samoa Peninsula and onto Old Arcata Road, bringing in complaints from residents of those areas about careless or dangerous drivers.
We understand what it's like for Old Arcata Road in Manila, and actually, you know, we probably focus more of our efforts on those roads and get more complaints on Samoa and out on Old Arcata Road, Jacoby Creek, and Bayside. The Office of Traffic Safety grants will help because obviously there's one officer that's assigned to all those beats and can't be everywhere at one time.
Yeager also pointed out that during peak traffic hours, nearly every driver in the corridor is driving above the posted speed limit. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.